Thunder in April. The Centaur reads Robinson Crusoe. Late April, rain fogs the Wasatch and turns its wrought peaks steel. A lightning crack draws a photograph of poor Robin, after 20-odd years, surprised by a human's footprint, reigniting the mania of his shadow, where before only the surf's talk phrases thoughts, a white cumber preaching loneliness in his ear. The alligator keep its sculpture hidden. Bronze skeins the bark of the tree at the window, blackened in winter, its candelabra branches rake the glass nightly. Now damp, disheveled, like the island, modeling a wisteria crown, his aureath hissed it on a fallen palm's gibbet, pivoting his undivided world, sunrise and sunset, a world the sibilant sprinkles travel wider, blocking the desert and crouching outside, bolting out a frenzied, sand-winged angel. This fixed gulf disturbs nothing. Only rain lances dead leaves on the stairs to offer welcome. The furniture alert for occupancy. A mirror magnifies itself. An envelope's torn skull grin on the dark desk. The kitchen has not recovered since a saucer fell. Bursting mica, its calligraphy reads, shadow, crest. Abyss, shadow, and suddenly, strangely peopled, like Robin in sheaves of rain, the land blurs April into a fiction that never ends. A late night garbage truck reverses and collects daily rubbish. The banks winking around the convention center. No one at the gas station pump. No one alive in the local dive, so no one hears the long thunder.